Vancouver, it's really nice to be out here today.
Hey, Shu, I need a little drums in the monitor, please. Just a little bit.
Like was spoken earlier, we came to High Life Records, which is a great, great record store. It has so much of the music, and they pay such close attention to the roots of, especially of black music, of jazz, of soul, of funk, of hip-hop, of other world music. And I fell in love with the record store. And as we had started our own record label last year, we decided, let's try as much as possible when we go out on tour this time to not play at the corporate record stores. And let's go out, support the local businesses. And when we saw this park here, we said, let's do a show out here in this park. They were like, Mike, you're crazy. I said, hell yeah, I'm crazy. So all the people in this neighborhood. So we're very glad that this all came together. And we spent about 5 weeks over in Europe. And after we returned from Europe, we sent another ambassador over there of love and goodwill and positive vibes to follow in our footsteps, which is George Bush Jr. And it was right after the Timothy McVeigh execution. And turn it down. Just play with him, move him. All right, here we go. All right, so right after the McVeigh execution, George Bush headed out on his solo tour of Europe. And Spain, which is a country which is vehemently opposed to the death penalty, the president of Spain says, sorry, dude, I ain't gonna even meet with you today. And then he went up to Sweden, where he was met by 20,000 anti-global warming protesters up there. But we did not come out here today to talk about George Bush, because we are the good, peaceful, loving people of this planet who have congregated in this park today.